Okay, thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Judy and Tiffany and everyone that did service to put this wonderful workshop on. I'm really nervous and excited, and it's such a good feeling, you know, to be able to be here and to do this service. Excuse me, I'll take the glasses off. My heart always pounds out of my chest whenever I'm going to speak. And I've been around a long time, and I say a little prayer to myself before I speak, but I like to say it out loud because I just want everyone to know where I'm coming from. And that's that I ask my higher power to put the words in my mouth and say today that may help another compulsive reader or someone struggling in relapse. And I also ask for the words so that I may hear them, because that's what helps me to stay in recovery. A bit of my background, I came into my very first OA meeting in August of 1980, so a little over 40 years ago. And it was something totally new to me. I was so green to a step study or a step meeting. I had no clue what the 12 steps were about. I, at that time, was overweight by about 50 pounds. And was looking for just another diet. And I found someone that I worked with who broke her anonymity and shared this program with me after I saw her losing a good deal of amount of weight. And of course, that's what attracted me to her. And I had spent my whole young adolescent life. I married at 18. So from that point forward, you know, until I was in my 30s, I dieted. And when I was introduced to this program, I thought it was going to be just another diet club. Well, I got an awakening that still baffles me today, because I don't know why I kept coming back. I attended that first meeting. It was in Florida. I was living in Florida at the time. And I attended that first meeting. And of course, being there just for a diet, that's all I listened to. I didn't listen to what people were saying about the steps or the traditions or the tools or anything that was going on at that time. I just wanted to know how they ate and what they did to lose the weight. That was my main purpose. I sat in the back of the room just listening for that. I was the first one out the door, I'm sure, at the end of the meeting. And, but however, I had heard something that must have kept bringing me back. So I went back one meeting a week for about a month, and a woman approached me and asked me if I was working with a sponsor. Because by this time, a month later, I had lost about maybe 12, 14 pounds. And she noticed my weight loss and asked me, you know, how I was enjoying program. Am I working with the sponsors? Is there anything she could do to help me? And this was 12-step work in action when she did that. And I told her, oh, no, I'm just here to lose a little bit of weight. I don't really want to get involved. I'm just going to sit in the back and listen. And with any luck, I'll lose some weight and I'll be out the door, you know. And I heard the word God in those meetings and could not figure out what God could possibly do to help me lose weight. You know, I always prayed to be thin, but I didn't pray to work at it and to find a solution for it other than the pay and weigh plans that are out there. And I tried every one of them, spending money that I had no right to spend, you know, that really could have been put to better use for my family. And we were a young military family at the time. And so I kept going to the meeting, and the woman that asked me if I was working with a sponsor, and I told her no, she said, please call me tomorrow morning. And I have always been a person that, I hate to say go by the rules, because there are no rules in program, but when someone told me to please call her, I needed to do that or I wouldn't have felt good about myself. So I began calling her, and I called her every morning for 9 months. In our very first call, she helped me set up a food plan. And back then, we had Dignity of Choice. And, we didn't have Dignity of Choice. I think it was Gray Sheet for anyone from the New England area or anyone that might remember Gray Sheet. So when she told me to eat a particular food, and I don't want to mention foods, I said, oh, no, I don't eat that for breakfast. You know, that's not something I want to have. And she said, well, just try it tomorrow morning and see how you like it. And it wasn't bad. So I began, and I had that same breakfast, weighed and measured for 9 solid months, talking to her on a regular basis. She taught me how to answer the questions, the 30 questions, and share and journal. And she taught me a lot about this program, but still my brain was still thinking of it as a diet. And I heard someone say many years later, and it made me stop and think, oh, yes, that was me. They said, I'll speak for myself. I was not abstinent that first year. I did lose the 50 pounds. I did eat what I was suggested to eat, weighing and measuring, and only weighed myself once a month. I was doing all the things, but I was not abstinent that first year. I was on a diet, you know, and I learned after that, because after that first year, my husband retired from the service. We moved back to New England, and I live in a small town. Well, it's not that small, but a town right on the New Hampshire border, about 30 miles north of Boston. And that was our home area. So I came back and went about trying to keep this weight off and do things my way. And even though I worked with her and answered questions and journaled, I still did not get the 12 steps and 12 traditions. Excuse me. And so having moved back from Florida to New England, 3 young children, switching jobs or transferring jobs, living with in-laws for a couple of weeks till we found our own place to live, I took my will back, that I now realize that was my will doing it. It wasn't what my higher power wanted for me. And I picked up a food I hadn't had in that year. And needless to say, I was off and running. At that point, I was about 190. I need to back up for just a moment to tell you that when I found program, I weighed about 192 pounds. And after that 1 year in program, I lost the 50 pounds and I was about 140 to 145, somewhere in there. And I felt great. I did this all myself. This was me, another diet. So when I came back to New England and I had that lapse of judgment and not wanting to follow my higher power's will, I picked up an item I hadn't had in that year and I was off and running. It was a flour product, and I thought it would be just for today, just for a convenience. I'll be, you know, I won't have it again after today. And I qualify myself as a relapse survivor because that one bite took me into a relapse that lasted 8 years.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to show your pictures now or later?
Oh, sure. Did somebody have them? Or
we've got them. We'll put them up on screen for a couple of minutes, and it's shared, and then keep sharing. Thank you.
Okay. It'll kind of tell my story in pictures. And I know for me, I always love to see the people's pictures, the folks' pictures when they shared. So I don't know where they are, but I do have my copy. And from the pictures, you know, the 192 pounds going down 50 pounds and thinking I was doing great, it didn't take me long. Within a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years after that slip and in the midst of relapse, I began putting the weight on very quickly. I put the 50 pounds back on and added another 40 on top. You know, I think someone I remember hearing in program, if you're not happy with this. We'll gladly refund your weight with interest. And that's what happened to me. So then I was at 90 pounds overweight.
That's 15 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you. And at 90 pounds overweight, I was suffering all the medical glitches that go with it, the high blood pressure, the arthritic knees, everything else, the miserable, miserable feelings. And again, I still would go to a meeting maybe once a month, every other week. I would pop in. And the reason I did that is because of, at that time, I didn't know it, but it was 12-step in action. People from my meeting called me and said, "Where have you been? We haven't seen you. How you doing? You know, why don't you come back?" And I'd say, "No, I've gained all this weight." And I gained that 90 pounds in the rooms when I would go back every month or whatever. People saw me gaining weight. It was so obvious. But I kept getting these calls and feeling the love when I would go back to the meetings. And, you know, so I kept going. And it was in, I had reached my top weight in 1988. I was 240 pounds, and my pictures, if you can see them, it's one of the ones right about in the center of the picture. I was 240 pounds, and I was miserable, as I said. I had what we found out to be just an anxiety attack, but I thought I was having a heart attack and ended up in the hospital. And that was my spiritual awakening, when I realized that I'm killing myself with this food. I'm killing myself trying to control what I now knew to be a disease. You know, so I went back to the meetings more faithfully. I would go every week. I didn't do any service at that time. You know, it was still, you know, I was still new to all this, but I was there and I sat in the seats and I listened and I listened and I listened. And I finally got it in the spring of 89. Another member and I were sharing at the break and saying how, you know, we wish someone would sponsor. We wish someone would raise their hand and sponsor. So it dawned on me then, and here's a light bulb going off in my head, which everyone I'm sure knows, this program teaches us to ask for help. And I wasn't asking for help. I was expecting someone to volunteer and say, oh, you know, like that first woman did at my first meeting. She'd said, you know, give her a call. So I was expecting someone to help me and to ask me if I needed help. Now, at 240 pounds, I'm sure it was pretty obvious I did need help. But I never stopped coming to the rooms. And that's the one thing I want to stress about my years in relapse, is that I never stopped coming. Our founder, Roseanne, said, you know, keep coming back, keep coming back. Whether you're abstinent, eating, you know, healthy or not, keep coming. And this program will get you. If it doesn't, if you don't get it, it will get you for sure. And I also heard someone say, and most things I say are not original. These are things I've heard in the rooms or read in the literature or on phone calls or whatever from all the wonderful people I've met in program for the last 40 years. And so I kept coming back. And then that one day I got it. And that was, oh, there's my pictures. And that was in 1989, the spring of 89. I decided at that point to get serious and follow the program. And I did that. And as you can see from the photo on the far right in the center, it, you know, that was my top weight. And that was just a month or two before I committed to following this program. So between March and Christmas, the picture in the lower right, left-hand corner, I lost the 90 pounds that I needed to lose. And that was by working with a sponsor, learning as much as I could about the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of this program. And I began doing service. You know, in the mid to late 90s, I began doing service. Or actually, in the early 90s, I began doing service at my local meeting. And then one day, someone at my meeting, who was our intergroup rep, asked me to ride along with them just to come and see what intergroup was about. And I believe it was in 1999, so a little bit over 20 years ago. And I am still involved with North Shore Intergroup, yay, Region 6 in Massachusetts, that I got involved with that day. And I loved it. You know, I loved it. And I have been able to do service from that point forward. God has granted me this gift, which is the gift of recovery, the gift of abstinence, the gift of a healthy body weight. I can't even count the number of gifts I've received over these years. Those two pictures in the center on the bottom of my picture is when I had reached that 90-pound weight loss and was quite thin and quite younger at that point. I will be 75 in 2 weeks. And that final picture, I just had to tack that on there. Those are my great-granddaughters. I have three children, five grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren, great-granddaughters. After having three sons, I finally got all my girls, so I was thrilled. And that's one of the blessings that I got. I can play with them. I can crawl on the ground. I can lay on the floor and roll around with them. It's just such an amazing gift. And it's not about the weight. This program, the biggest gift I've gotten from it is a higher power, you know, a better relationship with the higher power that I knew as a child. And that was, to me, a God that I went to church on Sunday for 1 hour, said the prayers required, and walked out and didn't do it again till the next Sunday. And today, I'm on my knees every morning praying to my higher power and asking him for another day of abstinence, the ability and willingness to have another day of abstinence, and to have him remove my defects on a daily basis. I do my very best to work all the tools. I don't do them all perfectly. I don't do them all every day, but I do them to the best of my ability. I have learned about the steps. I've been through, I'd say maybe a half a dozen over the year, structured step studies. And I especially love our green step study book that we now have for OA, which is wonderful. If you haven't tried it, I highly suggest it. I think, Tiffany, I'm good with the photos. We must be getting close to the time.
You have 7 minutes left. Okay.
Thank you. And today I have been through medical issues. I have been through deaths in my family. I've lost my mother and my only sibling, my only sister. I have lost in-laws, a young nephew to drugs at age 26. All of these things happened after I surrendered and became abstinent in this program. And surrender, this is something else not original to me that I've heard. Surrender isn't giving up. It's being willing to cooperate. And that's what I have to do. I have to cooperate with my higher power. And if I cooperate with him every morning by getting on my knees and asking him what his will for me is for the day, and I open the gifts, you know, one of my favorite sayings, and this is my little saying, is I receive the gifts. All I have to do is untie the ribbons. And if I untie the ribbons, I am blessed. I am so blessed. I still, all these years later, I think it's been 31 years now that I have not eaten compulsively. I have not eaten between meals. And I choose to refrain from flour and sugar. And that's just my food plan. I consider my abstinence being the totality of my program. You know, it's not just the food. It has to be, am I working the tools? Am I learning about the steps and tradition? Not just reading them or saying them, but trying my best to live them. And I've learned that from each and every one here, you know, and hearing people share and doing service. 12 step is about service. And 12 step within is about doing service within the fellowship and reaching out to those members who are still suffering or in relapse. But for me, the 12 step within meant service. And when I started going to that intergroup, little did I know that, you know, over the many years since then, I would have the opportunity to do service above my group level, be it region, world service, committees, whatever it was. And, you know, so thank you, Tiffany. I am so grateful. And I hope I'm making some kind of sense. You know, I'm not, I'm kind of babbling a bit, you know, and I was so nervous, but just seeing all these friendly faces. And this is what I find in the rooms when I go there. You know, if I rely on God, you know, and oh, I have to. And I didn't just bring him because he matches my shirt. This is my little frog I usually carry to meetings such as this. And if anyone doesn't know what frog means, it's fully rely on God. And so he reminds me that I have to fully rely on God in order to share the message. You know, I have to ask him to put the words in my mouth, you know. So if there's anything that I didn't say today, I'm sure I'll think of it the minute I'm done with this, because someone once told me in program, usually when you speak or when you qualify, you do it three times. Once just prior to, once during, and once after, you know, of oh, I'm going to say this. Oops, nope, I said that. Oops, I should have said this, you know. So I qualify three times every time I speak, and you think I'd be used to it by now after all these years, because I have been blessed with this abstinence and this recovery today that keeps me healthy. I am right now in the midst of a medical thing that is being treated with medication. That is such a gift, such a gift. And I would not have known all these things could help me that, you know, had I not been open to it. So I would like to just stress the point of being open to a higher power, being open to do service, you know. I used to think I have nothing to offer. Why would I want to do service? You know, those folks will do it, you know, whatever it is. And today I know, you know, if not me, then who? You know, if I'm going to keep this gift and continue to untie the ribbons every morning, then I have to pay it forward. I have to give it back to this program. It saved my life. You know, it saved my life. And when I go to my doctor, and it was only, I'd say, 10 years ago that my doctor at an annual physical was reading my, you know, how they list your medical issues, you know, and my top one was always obesity. And my doctor said to me, you know, you've been the same weight now for like 20 years. He said, I think we can take that obesity off of your medical, your top medical issue. It's not my medical issue anymore. My higher power took that and relieved me of it. So I am so grateful. I'm sure I'm close to time, and I am going to just thank each and every one of you. I love you all. So thank you for letting me share. And I hope I said something that would help someone today. I know it helped me. And Judy, thank you for asking me. And dear friend, for passing my name along for consideration. I appreciate it.